Plate Day. Graham Beggar's back. How are you, mate?
Michael, how are you?
Very well, very well. Confident heading into Sandown tomorrow. You've got a couple of nice runners there and another one all over Bossa Nova, which is this having its first start for you?
Yeah, I've only had her a couple of weeks. She's been in quite reasonable form. Look, it's probably a harder race tomorrow, obviously, but she drops a good bit in weight, so it'll give her a nice chance.
And Miss Siska has been flying. You've got James Doyle on in the Zipping Classic tomorrow, 2,400 metres up against the open class. Has this race always been on the agenda?
Look, we've always wanted to run at 2,400, and the chance came about that she ran a strong 2,000 out last week, and we thought, well, she's going to go to the paddock after a next start. It was either going to be tomorrow or the Ballarat Cup. We thought, well, let's take the opportunity on running her at Sandown, getting on a lovely track, and obviously, you know, probably not a lot of pressure in the race. It doesn't look to be, you know, a lot of speed. So, you know, that's going to be the great unknown, how well she settles. But we think she'll settle nicely and you know, give it a good shake.
You'll send her forward, will you?
Well, she just races naturally forward anyway. Look, we'd love to be able to get something just a tag, but she's so brilliant out of the gates, and she'll certainly roll forward. I think probably where she's drawn, it's a good gate for her because, you know, she can just come out across at her own leisure. But, you know, she's in great shape. She's had on the third week back up, but, you know, we can't fault the way she is and going into the race. She hasn't dropped 1 ounce of weight from last week to this week, so which is really good, and, you know, she's ticked all the boxes.
Well, she's been backed as well, $21 into $10. So there's some confidence out there about her. So it'd be a great effort if you could get her up to win the Zipping Classic, as you said, with a third run in 3 weeks. And Vanuatu, on the point of the turn, I had Vanuatu in the quaddie on Cox Plate Day. I thought she was a big hope. Gee, she ran well.
Yeah, look, she did. Look, she was jumping straight up to a mile second up. This is the race that we've targeted for some months with her. We identify that, you know, she races very well at Sandown. She win her at the track and distance, and her other start there, she ran really well. So we thought, well, this is the ideal type of race for her. You know, probably a step down from, you know, the Flemington meeting. But obviously it's going to be a pretty competitive race. But, you know, the thing is, in her favour, she does race so well there. And we think she's in fantastic order.
Drawn a lovely barrier. Where would you like to see her?
Oh, look, she likes to be ridden a little bit cuddled, Michael, to be truthful. We've tried riding her a bit close and it doesn't suit her pattern. So she likes to be able to just sort of switch off. At least where she's drawn, he won't have to make too many decisions. Just ride her back and just give her a chance to balance up and find the line.
You confident?
Oh, I'm very confident in Vanuatu's chances tomorrow. She's really gone on with it since the run in the test show, and I think a three-week break between runs, 1,600 back to 1,500, is absolutely ideal. That was a similar way that she, when she won at Sandown last time, she came off a month's break and into the 1,500. So it's a similar pattern with her. So, you know, but we can't fault her condition.
Yeah, well, she looks very hard to beat tomorrow. You've got one in tonight, Island Days. She's got a good chance at the Valley as well. What do you think about Island Days?
Yeah, well, Island Days is coming off. She just had a bit of an issue after her last start. She pulled up feeling one foot. Track was quite firm over at Geelong that day. So we've got her over that. You know, back to 1,000 metres, been freshened up. Obviously got plenty of weight, 59 with the claim. But still and all, it's a drop in grade for her. So, you know, we think she's got a good each-way chance.
Well, good luck tonight and tomorrow, Graham.
Thanks, Michael. We're doing our best.